The way that I heard about my grandfather's achievements was actually I read it. A family member had asked me to pick up some copies of The Voice magazine on my lunch break. So I was about 21 and I was in my first graduate job in London, and The Voice wasn't readily available here in Kent. So I obliged. I went down to WH Smith's, bought myself a meal deal and a bunch of The Voice magazine. Now, I didn't know why at this point, why I was collecting The Voice magazine, but I thought I'd take a leisurely read on my lunch break. So as I was biting into my chicken salad sandwich, I opened up the magazine and saw beautiful photos of my grandfather in his guard uniform. I knew he had worked for British Rail, but I didn't know what he had achieved and how he had managed to do so. So, as you can imagine, it was with massive shock actually a lot of sadness that I was reading, and my eyes filled with tears when I read how he had faced discrimination on such a scale that he was denied a role openly in an open letter saying, because of the colour of your skin, you can't work as a guard at Euston Station, regardless of the fact that you're already working as a guard at Marylebone Station. My eyes filled with tears and I just was filled with this huge sense of gratitude, because I very much felt like I might not be sitting in that graduate role in that office in London if he hadn't have made a stand for equality.